says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own.
Welcome to the show, folks. Thank you for joining us here on a beautiful Sunday. Beautiful up here in North Dakota. I hope it is where you are. On February 19th, 2017, we'll be on the air for 3 hours. This is our big, as I have to remember back now. George, the really big shoe. You may be too young to remember. Ed Sullivan, that's his name. Ed Sullivan, who brought us his really big shoe. And this is our really big shoe here on Sunday. So with 3 hours...
James, I am not too old. I certainly remember the Ed Sullivan Show with Topo Gigio and the Italian Mouse, among other acts, and my dad screaming and yelling because that G.D. Bobby Dylan was on TV, and they had the Doors and the Christie Minstrels, and they had the Rolling Beatles. Stones. Yeah. And occasionally a decent act thrown in here and there.
Yes. Well, we've got, this is our really big shoe, so there's time for you to call in, and in these 3 hours from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Among the things we'll endeavor to cover today are the event we missed yesterday, not having a show yesterday, which is the rally that Donald Trump held in Melbourne, Florida, on the Space Coast there, in a hangar where he has been before, only this time, instead of Trump 1 pulling up to the hangar, it was Air Force 1. It's big, beautiful, very customized Boeing 747, and the so we'll bring you some of that great speech. And Matt Drudge headlines it correctly, which is "Back to the People." And that's what this is. Trump's first rally since assuming the presidency. And he is, in fact, taking it back to the people with a huge rally. And he laughed. He said, well, you know, I was watching the news coverage. It's amazing how much Donald Trump pays attention, folks. He's not like other presidents who may have spent their time twiddling their thumbs or playing golf or whatever they did. Donald Trump, as he's coming to the event, is watching the news coverage of the event on whatever, I don't know how he's doing it, but he's in his, he has, I'm sure, the most exotic internet connection of any person on earth, so he can probably watch any show or anything, anywhere, anytime, at the snap of his fingers. So he was watching the news coverage in Melbourne of the crowd as his plane was approaching, and he said he saw, he's looking out at the crowd. And there was a, again, showing his incredible eye. He saw somebody in the crowd that he'd seen being interviewed on the news. He said, hey, there he is. He said, this guy was great. Come on up here. And he brings him, he has him jump over a fence to get up on the stage. And maybe we'll be able to listen to this guy. But then Trump makes the point. He says, now let's see, the news media, when they're interviewing people before I got here. There are tens of thousands of people here, roaring supporters, and a little tiny little cluster of protesters. What does the media do? Equal time to the protesters.
Yep.
Oh. Hey, there's Paul.
You know, Trump is really leading. And this bias of the poisonous mass media, has bedeviled us. I don't know how long, probably for 100 years, but certainly during your political lifetime and mine, Jamie. And yes, a lot of people realize that. But what I think is so good is that Donald Trump keeps emphasizing it. You're liars. And he's showing the how. You know, because although a lot of people think they're very communication savvy, many people are not sophisticated. How many people are you knowing, Jamie, who will say, well, it must be true. I saw it on the news. Well, it's true. You saw something on the news. And easiest tricks is to give equal time to unequals. So you've got 20 protesters and 20,000 people at the rally. Well, if you give each side 30 seconds in a 1 minute news story, it really colors things. It changes the people's understanding, and they may well think, boy, there were a lot of protesters there. Trump isn't popular. I think when he points out their sleazy techniques, it's really good because the mass media has taken people in for a long time, and not just by outright lying, but by slanted reporting or incomplete reporting.
Yes, and this man is the first man the media has ever encountered who is onto their game. And he's also, Paul, something that's very encouraging. He doesn't make this observation. He doesn't show this flash of brilliance now and then. It's clear that he's focused on this, that when he turns on the TV, he's primed and ready. He's looking for the slant. He's looking for the lying. And then he's remembering. He's taking notes mentally, and he is remembering exactly what he sees. He's remembering the names, and the media.
James, I would characterize this. Many other presidents and lots of political figures are on to the game. He's the first one who's really resisted it, and he sets all of us our teeth on edge because he's declared total war on the other opposite media every single day. And it's, scorched earth, no holds barred. You guys are the enemy, and that's that.
Oh, and, yeah. You know what? Off the air, you corrected me on something, George, and you're reminding me of it again here. My view is too naive, which is that other presidents weren't onto it. That's a naive view, folks. The other presidents were part of the enemy.
Bit of everything in there. Yeah. Some of them, most of them are certainly on the other side, but I think there's plenty of, ask JFK, ask Richard Nixon. I didn't, pick out many others who are still alive. They know exactly what's going on with the media and who runs it, but they were not in a powerful enough position to resist. Okay. They're certainly not doing what Trump is doing, which is total warfare against the other side. And I think I still think it's effective, General Flynn or no General Flynn. Now, the problem is Donald Trump is so utterly fearless. He's beyond all of us. I mean, he makes me turn red, and all of us are going, oh my God, is he going to make it through the day? And he keeps making it through the day and setting them on fire and opening, shots at CNN and everybody else. So he's completely unique, I think, in modern world history.
Yeah. Well, and something that's great about this show, folks, is that you get a lot of really nice nuance. Paul picks things up that I miss. George picks up things I miss. Among the three of us, you get, and then you folks, you pick up things that all three of us miss. So this really, I think, gives a special quality to the show. 800 800-313-9443 is your way to get in on the fun. So,
hey, James, one more remark, and I'm going to turn it over to you and the callers. There are story after story after story of massive sinkholes and massive landslides all over Southern California. I saw a picture of, you know, a giant fire truck collapsing into a 30-foot deep sinkhole. So, for all you global warming zealots, and the global warming people were sounding the alarm 5 years ago, there's a drought in Southern California, and it's all your fault, you horrible right-wing conservative bigots. And you guys are, you know, turning the world on fire, and global warming, climate change. Well, now it's raining, and raining and raining and raining, and snowing and snowing and snowing, and essentially the drought is over, and there's no end in sight. Look at the forecast now. Go to weather.gov. My friends at the Weather Service, they do a great job. And there is just a nonstop, I mean, there's storms coming in the West Coast where the center of the storm is south of San Francisco. It hasn't really been that way since the 60s and 70s. But there's heavy-duty mudslides, you know, Highway 101. All kinds of these roads are falling apart. People are, you know, losing their houses with mudslides. So memo to America, it's raining in California. And it has nothing to do whether you and I turn our air conditioners on or not.
Yes. We may have time in the 3 hours here to get up to that topic. Scott Pruitt, who is going to be who now heads the Environmental Protection Agency, somebody who is not buying the hog swill that passes for climate science among the bought and paid for academics who are cashing in on that $30-plus billion of grant money that will go to anybody who can raise an alarm about global warming. We might get a chance to do that. One thing I want to cover in today's show that's big is the way in which Donald Trump, one of the first signs that we have of showing how Donald Trump, by rolling out the machinery of the presidency, is creating a juggernaut. This is a series of memoranda, not even an executive order. We have a series of memorandums from John Kelly, Secretary of Homeland Security, General John Kelly. And this illustrates the power that Donald Trump now wields for us, for our people. This is, I lost track of how long this is. It's 20 or so pages long. I'm not going to be able to read all of it, but it is line by line. It is powerful stuff. This is a memorandum for, and I won't read the names, but the acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, the acting and some other acting undersecretaries, from John Kelly, secretary. This memorandum implements the executive order, and there are a series of memorandums, implements the executive order entitled Enhancing Public Safety in the Interior of the United States, issued by the president on January 25th, 2017. It constitutes guidance for all department personnel, in other words, down to the last man and woman, regarding the enforcement of the immigration laws of the United States. As such, it should inform enforcement and removal activities, detention decisions, administrative litigation, budget requests and execution, and strategic planning. In other words, boys and girls, this is the memo. And it says, I'll just give you the flavor of it. The department... This is just going to be a potpourri here of sentences. The department no longer will exempt classes or categories of removable aliens from potential enforcement. In faithfully executing the immigration laws, department personnel will take enforcement actions in accordance with applicable law. In order to achieve this goal, as noted below, I have directed ICE to hire 10,000 officers and agents expeditiously and to take enforcement actions consistent with available resources.
Wow.
He says, regardless of the basis of removability, department personnel should prioritize removable aliens who, one, have been convicted of any criminal offense, two, have been charged with any criminal offense that has not been resolved. Charged, that's fine. Three, have committed acts which constitute a chargeable criminal offense. And that's in the determination of the immigration personnel. It's in their judgment. Four, have engaged in fraud or willful misrepresentation in connection with any official matter before any governmental agency. Have abused any program. Abused, I like that. That's a broad word. Abused any program related to receipt of public benefits. Oh, a lot of room in there.
You're off welfare, Pedro.
Yep, but you're going home as a result. Six.
You're going back. No, you better pack. You're going back.
Six, are subject to a final order of removal but have not complied with their legal obligation to depart the United States. Or seven, as if we needed more, in the judgment of an immigration officer, otherwise pose a risk to public safety or national security. That's not in the judgment of a federal appeals court judge. No, in the judgment of an immigration officer, and they were just instructed to hire 10,000 more. I like this. There might be some job openings for some of you listeners out there. Now, it's just 20 pages of this solid, packed. I'm just at random. My eye is just scanning through here. Criminal aliens have demonstrated their disregard for the rule of law and pose a threat to persons residing in the United States. As such, criminal aliens are a priority for removal. Blah, blah, blah. Find another one. To the greatest extent practicable, the director of ICE and commissioner shall expand one of these programs to include all qualified law enforcement agencies that request to participate. In other words, hundreds of police agencies, hundreds of sheriff's departments, thousands of them. Let's get them all working on this.
Is that also the memo that for 11 border states, Arkansas, Texas, California, New Mexico, etc., authorizes the use of the National Guard to go out and pick up and apprehend illegals?
I believe this is different. This came out. This was issued on Friday, dated February 17th. And I think it saw the public light on the next day. Get this. Establishing the Victims of Immigration Crime Office. Voice. Criminal aliens routinely victimize Americans and other legal residents. Often these victims are not provided adequate information about the offender, the offender's immigration status, or any enforcement action taken by ICE against the offender. Now, skip way down here. To that end, I direct the director of ICE to immediately reallocate any and all resources that are currently used to advocate on behalf of illegal aliens to the new Victims of Immigration Crime Office.
Wow.
You know, and they're out there helping. They've got all these coaching sessions and seminars and centers coaching illegals on how to become American citizens. Every penny of that, every resource reallocated to helping victims of criminal aliens. We'll take a little break. I'll be back with Alan in Chicago right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
And I'm really reading some thrilling prose here that was released 48 hours ago, less than that, from General John Kelly, our new head of the Department of Homeland Security. And let me just give you a few more just wonderful, wonderful sentences. And this shows how, you know, during the Obama 8 years, we were undone by these details. The devil was in the details. Well, we're going to fix it with the details and listen to these details. And imagine if you're a Soros person, the gnashing of teeth at fighting something like this. Here we have Section 287G of the Immigration and Naturalization Act, authorizes me to enter into a written agreement with a state or political subdivision thereof, for the purpose of authorizing qualified officers or employees of the state or subdivision to perform the functions of an immigration officer in relation to the investigation, apprehension, and detention of aliens in the United States. This grant of authority has been a highly successful force multiplier that authorizes state or local law enforcement personnel to perform all law enforcement functions specified, blah, blah, blah. In other words, the 1 million police officers in the United States, folks, will now be helping Homeland Security Director John Kelly. Here's another sentence you'll love. expanding expedited removal pursuant to section blah, blah, blah. If an immigration officer determines that an arriving alien is inadmissible to the United States, the officer shall order the alien removed from the United States without further hearing or review. So, and I didn't read you the paragraph here where they're hiring 5,500 immediately, expeditiously, more Border Patrol agents, including air and marine, 500 air and marine agents and officers. That was in addition to the 10,000 in the previous memorandum. And then another little bit of poetry. John Kelly speaking. Pursuant to section 235B, subsection 1, clause A, paragraph 3 of the INA and other provisions of law, I have been granted the authority to apply by designation in my sole and unreviewable discretion the expedited removal provisions, and then in that long section I just mentioned, who are inadmissible to the United States under, and then the applicable laws, and so on. And the next paragraph. The surge of illegal immigration at the southern border has overwhelmed federal agencies and resources and has created a significant national security vulnerability to the United States. Thousands of aliens apprehended at the border, placed in removal proceedings, and released from custody have absconded and failed to appear at their removal hearings.
Oh, no. Would they do such a thing?
Well, you know, it's shocking, isn't it?
I can't believe it. This is so good. You know, this is the common sense that has been needed for at least 20 years on this file.
Yes. According to his information, he says there are more than 534,000 cases currently pending on immigration court dockets nationwide, a record high. By contrast, 534,000 now. By contrast, there were 168,000 cases at the end of 2004. So 400,000 more cases, a tripling under Obama. So, my gosh, wonderful news here. And we may come back to more of this. But this is the sort of thing that is not, you know, the national news is not going to cover a 20-page document like this. They aren't going to, Wolf Blitzer isn't going to read paragraphs like that. He's going to read those in the privacy of the Situation Room and gnash his teeth. We got another little break here, and Alan, I apologize for keeping you waiting. We'll have Alan on right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We're back, folks, and let's go to Alan in Chicago, who's been waiting patiently. Alan, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'd like to just relay a little positive news today to you gentlemen and to the audience, and I'll start it out this way. James, a few months, well, I don't even know if it was when Donald Trump got inaugurated and David Muir did an interview with him, and you made a prediction. You said that the reporters are not going to want to be going in and interviewing Trump because they're getting beaten down. A representative yesterday from NPR went on the news, and just the day before when he did the news conference, they were complaining that he didn't take questions from them. She was complaining. She said, well, if he's going to treat us this way, we shouldn't go there as the so-called, like, the upper-crust reporters. We should send our underlings to go and get beaten up from him. So they're already themselves running away because they got beaten down so bad from Trump.
Wow.
So that's one positive.
You're making me feel...
Look, I'm Breitbart. She came out and she says, And she actually is calling now that she said, when the president calls for a separate press briefing, we should not go there and give him the opportunity to abuse us.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know,
isn't that beautiful? You made that prediction. You said they would be in fear of going to ask him because they look like fools, and you are 100% right, and I wanted to give you the credit on air for that.
Wow. Well, thank you, Alan.
And the other thing that I wanted to tell you is you know about this company. It's called Right Side Broadcasting. It's a young group. It was one guy, and now it's a young group of people. They totally covered the events throughout the campaign, and they were there yesterday in Melbourne from start to finish. And they have a wonderful group of people, and you need to go on there, and everybody in the audience, look at the people before and after who they interviewed. They interviewed Asians, blacks, bikers for Trump, everybody, wonderful people. And the big lie is they were saying the capacity of the hangar was about 9,000. They said we went over 30,000 total outside. So that's a big lie they're telling everybody. But if you go to Right Side Broadcasting, now what's happened is I didn't realize it, but they said their live feeds, they were sending them to Donald Trump's Facebook page, and they said between their little site and Donald Trump, they have almost 300 million views now going and looking there. And Donald Trump has allowed them. They have an office in Washington, and they're about ready to get press credentials, too. So that's a positive that I wanted to tell you guys. Go to Right Side Broadcasting. Anytime you want to see anything that Donald Trump does, it's all there from start to finish. They pan the whole audience. They do before and after interviews. Great people.
Alan, beautiful. And I would headline your report as the enemy in retreat, and the the Patriots charging. That is fantastic. The reporters are now chicken to meet with Trump.
Yep.
The enemy reporters and the good guys are now becoming a network with more views than the so-called networks. This is fantastic.
And you predicted. Well, I just wanted to let you know you were 100, and it happened faster than we thought it would.
Well, I'm glad I got the prediction out before it happened. That always helps.
It was so positive. James, I was actually watching with my father. We were both in tears when he brought the gentleman up, and he said, "Donald, he says, I knew what you told us, you would do what you said you would do, and that's why I voted for you." And he hugged him. You remember that?
Not only do I remember it, I'm going to play it for you right now. Let's listen to that little segment, folks. Hang on. I think I've got it here near at hand. I hope. I have so many YouTube tabs open at the top of my screen. Where is this gentleman? Okay, here it is. Thank you for mentioning it, Alan. We're in Melbourne yesterday, folks.
That's fine.
Here we go. A little bit. Move it back a little bit. Here we go. Okay. I got it.
No. Come here. They're going to throw. Come on now. Come on.
Trump's bringing the guy up out of the audience.
This guy. So, he's been all over television saying the best things, and I see him standing, and didn't you get here like at 4 in the morning?
Sir.
Say a couple of words to this.
Mr. President, thank you, sir. We the people, our movement is the reason why our president of the United States is standing here in front of us today.
This guy is all torn up. He can hardly speak.
When President Trump, during the election, promised all these things that he was going to do for us. I knew he was going to do this for us. Thank you so much, sir. A star is born. A star is born.
Thank you. Oh, that guy's got his Donald Trump shirt on. He jumped over the fence to get up on the stage. The Secret Service for having a cow.
That's fine. I wouldn't say that Secret Service was thrilled with that, but we know our people, right? We know our people.
Did you hear what he just said, folks?
This guy has so much personality, so much going for him. I mean, it is such a delight after the Kenya and the frat boy. This is just so encouraging.
Yeah, and the last sentence he said, "We know our people." What does he mean by that, folks? He means that he, as a man, can tell a liar from the real deal. And he had seen this guy on TV, so he took the measure of the man. This is a real patriot. He had no problem bringing him right off the stage to hug him. You know, this is a nightmare for the Secret Service. A guy, an unknown person, is going to go up and hug the president without being frisked.
Oh, this just really does.
And that guy could barely speak, folks. He was completely tongue-tied. But that's just beautiful. Alan, are you still with us?
Yeah, if I could just leave you with one thing. I just want to say you guys are doing a great thing, but I wanted to leave you with another. Go look on Breitbart, and there's some other news outlets that have this. Yesterday on CNN, the guy Don Lemon had a four-panel. They had, like, it looked like Hollywood Squares. They had two on top, two on the bottom, and they were all bitching and whining about how much it was costing the Secret Service for Donald Trump to go down to Mar-a-Lago and his family and this and that. The last person that you look at that he got to, you would think that would be negative, the African-American gentleman, well-dressed, Don Lemon goes to him, and the guy goes, "Why are we here? This is a non-story. This is fake news." Don Lemon freaks out, cuts off the microphone and walks off, and he said, "If you don't want to come and hear and do an interview on our network, please don't come here." He walked off, right off a live thing. He cut off his microphone because the guy called him fake news, and he said, "What is a non-story?"
Wow.
And folks, Don Lemon's show, Donald Trump, we actually heard it on this show, a recent show. Donald Trump mentioned, he said, that show, the CNN show, he was doing the press conference in the White House, and he said, he was talking to the CNN guy, and he said, "Look at your 10 o'clock show," and I think that's the Don Lemon show, "Look at your 10 o'clock show. You usually have about four people lined up against me, you know, and nobody for me." And it was Jim Acosta that he was, of CNN, that he was talking with. So there you go. Thank you, Alan. There is a live report from that show, and cutting off the microphone. This is fake news. I love it.
The host of the show left. He got so frustrated, and he right on live air, threw his headset down, and he walked off when the guy called him fake news on his own panel.
mommy.
So buckle in, folks. James, all your predictions, and thank God for Trump is all I got to say. All you guys. Keep going.
Well, thank you, Alan.
You know, Jamie, up here in Canada, paper after paper, even my own community paper, it's a city of 720,000, so it's not a little village, but this paper comes out three times a week. Well, the most recent issue had a big full column editorial about how we have to cherish journalism, because they're the thin line against misinformation and fake news and blah, blah, blah. And Many of the other papers over the last month or two that I've read in Canada have a similar editorial. They are running scared that people just aren't believing. I mean, sure, a lot still do believe, but the doubt is there. And I think this is so very, very important. Donald Trump is showing people how to be a little bit more media critical. You know, what I was saying there a bit earlier, I guess maybe you and I have even at times felt that way. Well, you know, it must be true. I saw it on TV. I saw the protest or I saw the event. And the fact is, you know, having been in news, you and I, you know, the most powerful thing, position you have is as an editor. You can and paste. This doesn't get in. We don't mention that topic. We always mention this guy with a particularly nasty label, you know, to tag him as bad guy. For instance, former Ku Klux Klan leader, who would that be? David Duke. He hasn't been in the Klan for 40-some years, but he's meant to be a bad guy. Meanwhile, good guys are moderates or pragmatists or progressives.
That leaders.
I've watched the media do that, you know, for all the time I've been involved in politics. And, you know, I guess as the years go on, you become a little bit more savvy and sophisticated. And I think Trump is a master of communications. And he showed that in the primaries and in the election. And he continues to be that. He's also educating. I don't think I have ever seen a person use the bully pulpit as well as Donald Trump to show people, in this case, the manipulation of the mass media. Fantastic.
As an example of that virtuosic performance right there, folks, Donald Trump, you know, how many folks in the audience here have you stood in front of an audience of, you know, more than 1,000 people? How about an audience of 30,000 people? Now, they weren't all in the hangar, but outside the hangar, 30,000 people, and in the hangar, you know, at least 5,000. That's a huge crowd. And you don't, from my own experience standing in front of big crowds, I think the biggest crowd I've ever actually sung for as a performer was 3,000 people. Folks, it's a blur. It's like you're lucky you can stay on your feet and not pass out and have to be taken to the hospital. To actually pick a single person out in the audience, notice who that person is, as Donald Trump just did after getting off of Air Force One, and then invite him up onto the stage. And you're 70 years old. This is amazing. And his staff has talked about this, that he'll walk into a room he's never been in. He'll see something that the staff that's been in that room for years has never noticed. He will see it. And his eye for detail is astonishing. And his judgment of people, Paul, I like what he said. He said, we know our own people.
Yes.
In other words, we recognize our own. Wow. There's a lot. Boy, there's a lot of subtext in there. And
you know, those of you who are religious will note that that there is echo of a verse in the Bible. I think to the effect he came among his own and his own knew him not.
Yes. And now, let me give you a story, Paul, about recognizing our own. I thought we'd talk a little bit about, get an update from you on the horrible situation in South Africa for our people today, because we have this three-hour show. So, folks, just moments ago, I was Googling around for a good article as a lead into the South African story. So I found a really good one, and I was reading it, and I was going, you know, this is good. Paul's going to like this. No, I'm going to make you laugh now, Paul. So I'll start reading the article just for a second here, folks. Because my eye is not as good as Donald Trump's, and I didn't catch something. But here it is. Here's the headline. 70,000 whites murdered in modern, in ironic quotes, South Africa. Obama's African legacy. The writer goes, since Nelson Mandela and the Communist African National Congress took over South Africa, more than 70,000 whites have been murdered and untold numbers have been robbed, raped, and tortured. But you will not hear about this in the Western media, which fawns over the black terrorists who now run the once prosperous country. And then the author goes on. And then at this point, I looked up to see who's the brilliant writer of this. And folks, it's by Paul Fromm.
It sounded familiar.
Yeah, it's by Paul Fromm. And think about this, folks. Paul was writing this. The dateline's July 26, 2015. This is your article published in American Free Press, Paul.
Right.
And so what was going on in July of 2015? Donald Trump, just think about the small world coincidences here, Paul. Donald Trump had just announced that he would try for the presidency. Think about that for a moment, folks. During this break, we'll be right back with Paul's report on South Africa.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Thanks for tuning us in, and we're talking with Paul Fromm about the situation in South Africa And I was just making the point, Paul, that you were writing there in July of 2015 in American Free Press. You had returned from your first fact-finding tour of South Africa. Why don't you fill in the narrative for the audience on the subsequent tour that you made, and fill us in.
Yes, I was in South Africa last August of 2016, piecing together, additional information about the physical violence that whites suffer. And as mentioned just before, over 70,000 have been killed in the 23 years since power was handed over under pressure from the United States to the communists. Nelson Mandela, a former terrorist, and his African National Congress and the South African Communist Party. So 70,000 whites killed. There were about 4.5 million whites, and 70,000 would be the same number as America lost in the war in Vietnam. So that gives you an idea of the carnage. Add to that the security conditions for blacks and for whites, and many blacks are terrible. One of the biggest industries in South Africa is security, providing home or business security, TV monitors, response guards. Mere physical survival is a real struggle. And I didn't meet a single South African white who didn't have a personal story of serious violence. Either they themselves had been a victim, or they'd seen, or a close friend had been raped, badly mutilated or murdered. And it was quite something. Several times I drove by the entrance to the or the approach on a highway to the airport in Cape Town, and I was told that these two or three miles as you approach the airport are extremely dangerous. There's a black squatters camp over to your right, and they will from time to time come out and lay obstacles on the road, big hunks of cement or stone or other, and they'll try to slow cars down. And if they succeed, if you're lucky, they smash the window and grab a cell phone, a purse, a wallet. If you're not lucky, you get dragged out and killed, and they steal the car, and then they skitter back into the warrens in the township there. And there are a couple of pedestrian bridges over the highway, and from time to time there's a risk that the Negroes up there will drop off trying to kill people.
Well, could I come right back to that? Paul's fact-finding tours to South Africa right after this break, and we'll also have Laura in Michigan. Stay tuned.
Hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.